Hello and welcome to this podcast. With this little podcast, I want to talk about three things. First of all, who am I, you might ask? Who is talking to me right now? The second issue I want to cover is why this podcast. And then the third aspect is flip classroom and e-learning. So let's start with the first point. Who am I? I am Markus Steinmann. I am an educational scientist and consultant working in the area of digitalization in higher ed. I'm located in Berlin. I have been working in higher ed for almost 20 years now, especially in the field of e-learning and digital education. My background is in educational science. I did my PhD in educational psychology and my postdoctoral qualification in educational theory and philosophy and open education. And I'm your host for the workshop. And with this podcast, I wanted to introduce myself with a special medium, which is podcast. So this brings me to the second issue. Why this podcast? Podcasts are very popular for a relatively long time now. So since 10 years or so, there is a broad range of topics from news, from science, from entertainment, from culture, education, technology. So whatever topic you are interested in, you may very likely find a suitable podcast for you. So there are podcasts about politics, about history, about economy, about law. And they are popular because, in my opinion, I think because they have kind of an intimate or personal relationship. So you are maybe listening right now while you are using your smartphone or tablet or your PC. Maybe you are wearing earphone. And so we have kind of a personal relationship, even if I do not know you. But while you're listening, you are engaging with this content I'm presenting. You're engaging with me, and so I think it's also a powerful instrument to connect with your students or with learners with podcasts. And you might think, oh, podcasts, they are so complicated to produce. Yes, that's partly true. So you need some equipment, but you can also start with your smartphone. So just try it out using your smartphone and the recording function, and like I do right now, without much of a preparation, just talk about yourself, your ideas for this podcast, your intentions, and let's see how it works out for yourself. I'm interested in podcasts for some time now, and I set up my own podcast with a friend and a colleague of mine about open education. And this is a typical format in podcasts. So you have two persons, talking about some issues in their field of interest. Like in my case, it is education. And we connect and we talk about recent developments in digital higher education. What are the news and what conference did we attend and what plans for projects do we have? So we have kind of a schedule to cover some issues. And so we engage in a conversation, my colleague and myself, and we use this podcast to have other listeners, other people, to engage with us and with the conversation. So it's like if you are meeting with friends in a restaurant, in a bar, or at home right now because of COVID-19, and you are talking about your field like law or e-learning, and you have a recording device next to you on the table. And then you can share this with your learners, with your students. So this is one option of informal education and also personal, more personal interaction. So this is the podcast is basically in regular form. You record conversations. You can like me right now. You have kind of a monologue, so I'm alone, and I share my thoughts with you, and I'm recording it. And then you can do it in a regular way, like every second or third week, or from time to time. So podcast is not just a singular event, but more regularly, and so you can cover the news, the latest developments, and from time to time you produce the podcast. But for the start, I think it's interesting just to see how you engage with the recording function on your smartphone and try to think of a concept or an idea of a possible topic you want to touch on with your podcast. And then you can use the podcast as a way of delivering content, sharing information with your student, and they can listen. This is the big advantage of podcasts. Your students and learners can listen to the podcast whenever they want, when they are washing their dishes, when they are at home, when they are on a walk, when they are traveling or commuting. Everybody now has an smartphone, not just an iPhone, and you can use a podcast client, a podcast app, and to receive the latest episodes of the podcast, and whenever it's suitable for you, you can listen to the episode. Also, the episodes shouldn't be too long, so for this I try to be not longer than 10 to 15 minutes, and so you have a fair amount of time to listen to this. So to share information, to share ideas, or just to provide personal informations or reflections about something you want to share with your students. For this, podcast is, I think, a very good instrument. The third issue I wanted to talk about in this podcast is the notion or the idea of flipped classroom. In flipped classroom, we reverse the typical order of delivering content and have students work on this content and discuss it and do their own work. So normally you meet in a classroom, in a lecture hall, and you do your lecture. You provide all the information about the field, about the topic, and after that you have reading list or assignments, and have the students work on this on their own. And the next week you meet again and continue with your program. In this is the normal classroom, and in flipped classroom you would provide the information, the content, the lecture in advance. like what I'm doing now. I'm preparing it before the workshop, and you can listen to it before the workshop or after that. I think in this case, it's probably that you will listen to it afterwards, the workshop, so for reconnecting and reflection. But in the flipped classroom, you would record your lecture or some part of it and provide it in advance to the students. And when they are meeting again in the classroom or in the lecture hall, you would engage with them in a discussion. This would mean that they would have listened to your podcast. But it's like you are providing assignments and have the students read some chapters in books or journal articles. And we all know that not everybody and not every student would do this. But this is our way of educating people. With podcasts, you can deliver your content like in a book before you meet with them in classroom, and then you can discuss it. And for students, is another way to get the information, not just books or journal articles or handouts or PowerPoint, but more in a personal, more intimate way, more direct conversations. That's what I mentioned before. So in the flipped classroom, this is a big opportunity or a big advantage with podcasts. You can listen to it, or you can consume it, or you can work on it whenever you want before the lecture. And so it's a more contemporary way of learning, because we all have this hardware, this devices, the smartphones, the tablets, and they are all very good for using podcasts. So there is no hurdles or no big challenge to get expensive hardware, because most of the people, they have their devices. So that's it, I think, for this podcast. And it's totally up to you with the podcast. So what comes to your mind, you can convey. You can have a very formal script, or you can just what I do now, what comes to your mind, and share it with other people. And then if you think I'm done, then a podcast is over. So for now, I think I'm done with this episode, and I'm looking forward to your feedback to it. What do you think about this, the idea of podcasts? So yeah. And let's see you again in the workshop.